This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice, and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. It just starts in black and white.
And now we're in glorious Technicolor. Good morning, everyone. That's right. Except for Kenny, who remains in sepia tone because he killed that last story. Welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning on MyTalk 107.1.
Stabbed it right in the face, wow. Didn't I?
Bit killer!
Oh, no, I wanted it to end. It was at the end.
You're running out of music.
Yeah.
Jason and Alexis in the Morning right here on My Talk and streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny on this Tuesday. May the 4th be with you. That's right. You're going to hear it about 8,000 times today. It is Star Wars Day. So
yes.
Just embrace it. That's right. Yes. There we go.
Oh, Chewie, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Darth Vader, anything you want to say to Kenny?
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Okay, perfect.
So do I.
That's right.
So do I.
C-3PO, what do you think of our show so far?
This is madness.
I know, that's right. But everything's going to be okay, though, for the rest of the show, right, Han?
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you.
That's
How are
right.
you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I'm fine, Ken. I'm fine, Han Solo. Yeah.
Fine we are.
My talk, this is.
Oh, my gosh. I just posted those pictures. You can see us baby broadcasters.
Oh, did you?
Behind the house at the Dream House right before we hosted the furniture fashion show.
Uh-oh. Is this before? So
yeah, we did our show first.
Happy. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Look. Jason is beaming. There's two pictures. You look so. Look at you, Jace. You're like baby.
My
God.
Yeah, that's before maybe. I turned sour. But oh, look at that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I look like
what, 2008?
Uh-huh. I look like I'm going to a young Republican or Democrat. I look like I'm going to a political rally with my little red, white, and blue tie. My zippy.
Yep.
Oh, look at that. We were so naive, Lex. We had no idea what was in store for us. Look at that.
No, yeah. And look. I mean, wow. What a crazy...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, we had... It was, if you just clicked over, it was our very first live broadcast out of the studio, and the bosses promised us, they're like, oh, this is going to be great. It's at the Home and Garden Show, and we're going to make sure you are highlighted. We're gonna show you off, you know, shiny new toy, new show on the station. We're excited. It's one of the biggest conventions of the year, so feel grateful. So we get there, and as we're driving... As we're driving, I knew we were in trouble because I get a phone call from, my phone rings, my cell phone rings, and it's Alexis, and she goes,
Hey, girl.
Yeah, what's going on, Lex? I'm almost there. I'm driving. I'm right in downtown Minneapolis.
Okay, we don't have parking, and there are no parking spaces left, and when I said that, they told me to tell the guard that I was from FM 107, and the guard said, what the hell is that? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you are, and you're not getting in these gates, and...
Well, didn't they give you a ticket, Lex?
The guy said the ticket wasn't valid, so I don't have a ticket. I don't. He said it wasn't valid. It was for the year before's convention, Home and Garden Show, so you can't get in. And so just keep driving around, Jace, and I'll call you. I'll call you when I'm in, and I'll tell you where to go.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll just keep I'll keep driving in.
Around downtown.
And then
see,
a few minutes later.
That's where I would have turned around and gone home.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't get in.
That's right. Sorry. Then
have to leave.
Yeah, I'm driving around. I do a couple loops around the convention center, and then... Hello?
Okay, so I'm in. I bought a new ticket. They told me just to expense it later, so I bought a new ticket, and I'm in. And,
I left you one at the front.
I've left you one at the front. Ask for Phyllis at the info desk.
Yeah, Phyllis!
No.
Oh, okay, you're in. So where do I go? Where's our broadcasting area?
Okay, when you get in the main entrance of the convention center, I want you to go all the way to the back. Go all the way where you see the wall. Go all the way to the back.
Yeah,
like we're in by shipping the, and receiving.
By like the back. You mean the back of the convention center?
Yeah, you'll see an employees only sign, and then I want go past the employees only lounge, and you're gonna see a tiny house, and then when you get to the tiny house, make a left. And then you're going to go down a hallway for shipping and receiving, and then the maintenance area. And then when you get to the maintenance area, ask for Bob. He's going to let you in, and we're right there. We're right by maintenance.
Okay, I'll be right there. And that's basically how it happened. And they literally, this is no joke, no exaggeration. I'm laughing so hard because Lex gives me similar instructions because we're that far back. Now I want to remind everybody, we were told we are spotlighting you guys. This is, we paid a lot of money, be grateful, Lori and Julia isn't getting the spotlight, you're our new toy. No joke. We are in the backest of the backest of the back. And we're not even in front. We're in the back, but in the back of the house that they have us. They can't even put us on the aisle where traffic is. They have put us basically against the wall. So there's a dream house, and we're not even in the flow of traffic. They put us behind the house.
By the shed and the water hose.
Yeah. So
it was all coiled up right next to us.
Yeah. So unless you were looking at that dream house and you stumbled upon us like intruders in a backyard, you had no idea. So I look at the sales guy who now works at Dairy Queen or something, Mike Gale, and I said, I said, Mike, I said, how are they going to find us? Well, there's a sign. We're going, you know, there's a sign. I go, Mike, they don't know who we are. We're new. They don't know this. Jason and Alexis, who the hell are these two?
If you have some free stuff to give away, people don't care.
No.
No, like, who are you? Give me that can koozie.
Oh, God, it was great.
I especially like when you're doing an appearance and somebody comes up and asks you for directions.
Yeah,
while you're live, too.
Yeah, where are the restrooms at? Where's the free water?
It's like we're on the air right now.
Can you tell us, where's Chef Andrew at? Where's Andrew Zimmer making?
We're somewhere over there.
For the $1 hot dogs. Where are the $1 hot dogs?
Where's the My Pillow guy? Where is he?
But Jason, you got to know you're in trouble when management tells you to be grateful.
I know.
Be grateful, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah. It was glorious. TV taste test. Mayor of Easttown. Alexis watched it. And Kenny Naptime. RuPaul. Australia. Lex and Dawn's observations about the latest entry to the franchise when we come back. Warning. Here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com. Life was a willow
and it bent right to your wind. What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample? Give me a
test. Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Give me a taste. There we go. Welcome back. It is our TV Taste Test where we try shows so you don't have to, or so that we can tell you to, right here on My Talk. Okay, Mayor of Easttown. Let's briefly talk about that. Accidental spoiler alert, everyone.
La, 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 la,
spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Not listening.
It's the Kate Winslet drama on HBO and HBO Max. Third episode, Lex.
Jace.
What did I tell you?
You are so right. Every episode. The cliff. It ends and they're like, yeah, and we're done. And you're just sitting there going,
Yep.
yeah. I almost kind of wish that they either drop the whole season and we could just binge, or I'm contemplating just waiting until there's at least two episodes to just at least feel like we're getting more. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
But at the same time, that's just the beauty of this show. It really is incredible. There's just such an onion of layers of that first episode. You think they're going to go one way, but then you... learn more about other characters that just seem kind of peripheral, but they actually are bigger characters than they seem. Even Evan Peters.
You sound like Yoda.
Each town of mayor she is.
Even Evan Peters' character, you just think it's all about work, but you start to know him on a more personal level, which is the genius of this show. Because you think, why are we going down this road? But then it's to show relatability, and I love this.
Kate Winslet is a detective, homegrown girl in this South Pennsylvania town, and she knows everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As Alexis pointed out, you know, it's a great example of law enforcement where you know the community, you work in the community, and they show that really well in this town. And she even makes a joke to Evan Peters, who has been brought on to help. He's like, is there anybody you're not related to? And she goes, no, yeah. I know everybody. Anyway, here's one of the beauties of the show. Yesterday, and I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again, and I stand by it, even with all my dramatics. It is one of the most well-acted shows from tip to tail that I've seen in a long time. Yeah. Side characters, even the kids, they're not annoying me. Everybody. The other thing, Lex, you referred to Mayor of Easttown as a bloomin' onion. That is the brilliance of this. I cannot figure this out. I don't have a bloody clue where they're going.
Yeah.
I don't know who the red herrings are. The only thing I will say, and maybe you're with me, and this is not a spoiler for Mayor of Easttown, but the only thing that makes me wonder is, why is Guy Pearce's character there? Why is that author there?
Same, Jace. Something yep. is deviant about him, and we Ooh. Can't quite figure it out.
I mean, look, you know, a lot of these dramas have a love interest thread in the narrative, but yep. why is he there? What? Because he's not
timing.
He's not stirring the drink in any way. He's Yet. Just providing. He's just providing, and maybe that's all. Maybe he's doing, maybe this is a red herring. Maybe we're to question him mm-hmm. so we take our eyes off all the other suspects in this murder of a young mother. Well, there's actually two missing case. Young, yeah.
Cold From cases. A year before.
Yeah. I don't know.
And are those two connected?
I mean, are they connected?
Did the kids do it? There's all of... For me too, it's playing off the "Do you believe clergy or not?" That's a whole nother line that they're going down too. Of
yeah, you heard us. There's clergy in this. Yes.
There's clergy.
yeah. You heard us right, everybody. There's yeah. clergy.
Had too much yeah. clergy in my life already.
Too much. But it also does explore that whole local policing. There's a lot of really good things about it because she knows everyone in the relationships, but there can also be the downfalls too, because they know so much about her, and yeah. it's kind of becoming an Achilles Oof. Heel for her.
Woo!
I'm liking her less for different things that are kind of fleshing out about mm-hmm. her personal life.
Yeah, but you know what? It makes her complicated, and no, you know what?
Exactly.
And I find myself going, "Yeah, I don't like that she did that," but she is desperate. She is in. You know, you talk about people hitting bottom, girl. Yep. She is. Bottom. She yeah. anyway.
There's a lot of relatables too, like of just grief yep. and how you deal with something really difficult in life, and
different
you see
types
how
of
the
grief.
Different characters do it, and what is your obligation to kind of deal when you have other living children.
Yep, it's so good. Oh. My talkers, please watch it. Mayor of Easttown, Kate Winslet, HBO, HBO Max. New episodes drop on Sunday.
Yes.
RuPaul. Kenny, grab your carpet square. It's napping time. RuPaul Drag Race dropped another version, this time Australia, available on the Worlds of Wonder app. It's not broadcast on TV here in the U.S. Lex and Dawn watched it. I watched it over the weekend. Dawn, we'll start with you. Observations?
Let me pull up my notes here. Okay.
Dawn has her Drag Race notes. I love yes. it.
Okay, so I'm so glad, just like you guys are, even though I watched the U.K. Drag Race and Canada's Drag Race, I was so desperate for more that I almost started watching Holland's Drag Race, but that's in subtitles. So I'm so thrilled that this one is out now, and that RuPaul and Michelle Visage are on at least yeah. the first episode. I hope it doesn't change. But some people that stuck out to me, because you told me to tell you who my favorites were.
Yeah.
I like Electra Shock. Because everybody, I think, is, they are, what's the word? I'm blanking on this. They're misinterpreting her or underestimating her. That's the word I'm looking for.
Oh, because, her two bosses are also competitors.
Yes, yes. They're so all from the same club in Auckland. Mm-hmm. And so she is on the show, and then her two bosses are also on the show. I also like her boss, Kit Amin. I just love that really cartoony big plastic wig she had on with all those colors. It looked like something from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
I also like Karen from Finance because the name alone of that drag queen is so funny to me. Karen from Finance.
And she dressed like Jane Fonda in 9 to 5.
Yeah, it's such a funny thing. That's hilarious. Yeah. And then just for, I think that Art Simone is going, it's very cartoony and colorful as well. I think she's going to impress us throughout the season.
Oh, she's stirring the drink too. That one's asking the questions like, what about this?
Yeah.
Innocently, but
they've
you know what she's doing.
Of little, interviews with her, side interviews, confessionals.
You like Dawn from RuPaul's Drag Race, also Down Under, exactly who I thought you would like. The really? Only surprise, Electroshock. I was surprised about that one.
The dancing skills. She brought it out. She had to lip sync for, spoiler alert, she had to lip sync. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, she turned it out.
Lex, who do you like?
I like Electroshock too. She's my favorite.
Wow.
I
was wrong. Okay.
Same, Dawn. It was for the very same reasons. It's kind of the underdog story. I also like the gap tooth.
Me too.
And just really beautiful. I liked all of the fashion. The other one that I really like, Jason, I think that you might have guessed this one, is Coco Jumbo as my favorite one. Yeah.
Yep.
So they're kind of tied. I like them both. I think Coco is going to be kind of maybe the candy muse. And same with Art Simone of the season. Just kind of stirring the pot a little bit, a little sassy, bitchy kind of thing. So, but also I like Coco Jumbo too. I just think the makeup's absolutely gorgeous.
She's funny too.
Jason, who's your favorite?
Oh, wait, we'll wake up Kenny in just a second. My favorite, I enjoy Karen from Finance is my favorite.
Okay,
she's absolutely
that's
my
who
favorite.
I thought.
Yes. Yeah,
you would like.
Dawn, do you want to wake up Kenny today?
Yeah. Hey, I got a ciggy. Hey, I got a heater for you. Here's a little.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it. What?
What? Here.
Oh, hi.
I got a cigarette for you and some super black coffee. Time to wake up.
Time
to do
Kenny.
Some traffic in about 4 minutes.
And then we get to do Would You Rather. That's right. That's next, everybody.
Right, I'm awake. Here we go.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
All over America, a quiet revolution has been taking place. More and more, both parents are working and raising families.
Terrible.
Life seems to be moving faster than ever. And Americans have rediscovered are redefining what's really important in their lives. They want quality in their personal life, in their business life, in the goods they purchase, and in the food they eat.
Yeah.
They want good, basic home cooking, quality food, and they want choices, variety, all at a reasonable price. Americans want value.
Sizzler brings the choices that you've been looking for. Giving you the right to choose, we're offering much more. By holding to traditions, yet changing with the times. Choices and selections.
Yes.
Choices of directions.
Uh-huh.
Choices that can add.
Here we go, take it home.
Choices every day. That's
Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Part three of the Sizzler trilogy is coming up very soon. Yes. We're not done. I'm not joking. That's 2 minutes and 56 seconds into a almost 5 minute commercial for Sizzler, the choice of America. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Let's do this.
It's time to make a choice.
Choice? Sizzler's my choice. I want choices. I want Sizzler. That's where choices
Jason
are.
And Alexis present Would You Rather?
Would you rather? Okay. Play at home. You can also watch this on our YouTube channel.
Subscribe. Tell your friends.
Would you rather have sex always last 1 hour or always have sex last 90 seconds?
Oh my gosh.
Depends on the day.
Depends on what errands you need to run.
Yeah. What are we doing? Oh, I guess right now I'm in a 90-second kind of mode.
Really? Oh, no.
I'm tired. She's I'm tired. Exhausted.
She's busy. She has a baby.
Yeah, we got stuff to do, so yeah, there you go. How about you guys?
Show me 90 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Show me 3 minutes. Daddy got's work
that's
to do.
That's a minute and a half, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. Hello.
You're doubling Kenny? Your time there.
Yeah.
90 seconds, and if we can get it done under a minute, that's even better. And by the way, hand me the remote.
Oh my gosh.
Pass the bit of honey.
And bit Lex of honey.
Lex is like, are we out of pub mix?
He's some of those sesame sticks.
I am exhausted after that. Dawn?
I mean, I guess I'm I know the only one who isn't married, so.
Yeah.
An hour every time.
An hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather,
for the rest of your life, always have your shirts be two sizes too small? Or all of your shirts for the rest of your life be shades of neon colors?
Ding, ding. That sounds amazing.
Neon colors, yes.
Yeah, you see us coming and going. And they fit. It's not sausage shirts. That's the worst, most uncomfortable.
Oh, God, I hate it.
I hate it, too.
You don't want to see my body rolls? I don't want to see my body rolls.
Just put me in neon all the time, even at a funeral.
Yeah.
Do they make black neon?
We'll find a way, Dawn.
Dawn, do they make black neon?
Maybe
I know.
It's like a black with silver sparkles in it.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, like galactic. Yeah.
Dawn, would you settle for dark Nava blue neon?
Yeah, that's
that works. That works too. Kenny?
Well, considering about 3 weeks ago, I finally put away the extra large and got out the double XLs that I've had in storage because I knew I'd need them someday.
Planning for advance weight. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
Put them away about 10 years ago knowing I'd need them again. That day has come.
Some people put away their winter sweaters. Kenny puts away the double XLs. Yes. Yes.
So you want neon?
Neon.
You want neon? Yeah.
As long as they're double XL, I'll wear anything.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Jace, what are you doing?
Neon girl, please. Yeah. You know me. I do not like tight fitting clothes. Oh, it makes me so uncomfortable.
Oh, hate it.
Oh, I feel like a kielbasa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just okay. Thoughts.
Sausage life.
I don't mind that, but
as long as it's a minute and a half.
As long as it's a minute and a half. Daddy has to go to Target. Okay, here we go.
Oh, Kenny's ears perked up. What, yeah. Daddy?
I know.
Would you rather
have high motor functions but very poor senses? Or superb senses but low functioning motor skills?
Ooh. I'll take those motor skills.
Yeah, I need them. I'm doing motor skills.
I'm already deaf
and can't see, and the lost feeling in one hand. And,
oh my god!
No, you're basically there. Fine. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh. Yeah, the motor skills.
Kenny lists off all the conditions you usually hear on prescription drug commercials. Yeah. Do you have low motor skills? You can't hear any left ear. Your hands are numb. Don't take Fariza. Yeah. Motor skills for me. Lex, did you answer?
Yeah, we'll go with motor skills too.
Okay, all round robin.
Help you with your choice. Would you rather? This has been Would You Rather.
I don't know why I ended with a draw there, but anyway. 1 week left to join My Talk's 3 to 6 show for the 2021 Susan G. Coleman Virtual Race for the Cure on Sunday, May 9th. This year's event's going to be virtual, but you can walk, run, or just race through a TV show from your couch on your own. Team 3 to 6 members will receive a special Team 3 to 6 fanny pack. MyTalk1071.com for more information. When we come back, our good friend Liz.
Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks?
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From, like, the 70s or 80s.
Wholesome American cooking. Fresh fish, a variety of salads, wonderful hot appetizers, tantalizing combination platters, all backed with a new kind of courteous, friendly service. Sizzler introduces a new kind of dining with two completely different dining experiences in one restaurant. The Grill, with a variety of distinctive platters served at your table. And the Buffet Court, a whole experience on its own, where you create delicious combinations just the way you want them. It's a restaurant within a restaurant with all the value, quality, and freedom of choice Americans want.
That's right.
It's unique.
Yeah.
It's bold.
Yeah.
It's ahead of the competition.
Yeah.
Sizzler for the 90s. Exactly what America wants.
Bring it home.
Sizzler is the choice of America.
This is it, everyone.
Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
There's the series finale of Sizzler, the 5-minute commercial that ran in 1991.
Wow. Yeah. How did that live, Jace? Was that
at about midnight on stations across the country?
It was actually a promotional thing for people who wanted to buy franchises.
Yep. Yeah.
So it was a video that they watched when they came into their seminar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if you're not on board by now.
Uh-huh. Yes. I mean,
there's no question.
No, I mean, you want a franchise. It's Sizzler for the 90s. It's a restaurant within a restaurant. I mean, come on.
With choices. More.
Uh-huh. She's a friend that we love. It's time for Tuesdays with Liz.
Well, Liz, I think we need to talk.
She's a sweetie.
I'm going to have a word with Liz here.
It's time for Tuesday with Liz.
Every Tuesday morning like clockwork.
Hello, Liz.
Hi.
Well, hello, Liz.
Okay, everybody.
Hi. Hi, Liz. Oh, God. Liz, nothing makes me happier than you saying hello to your own open. That makes me... I love when you interact with your show open. Yes. That is fantastic. Liz, how you doing this week, sweetie? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Oh, good. You staying out of trouble. You're not, you didn't get arrested or anything this week, did you, Liz?
Well, no, I didn't do anything that bad this week.
Okay.
We're just... Kenny checks the crime report every week just to make sure you're not...
Well, that's good. Yeah, I'll think about him every time I do something bad.
Oh, my. Oh.
We all do, Liz. We all do, yeah. We have, per usual, we have some questions for you from our listeners, Alexis.
Yes, Alyssa wants to know, what's the most ridiculous thing you've ever purchased?
Ooh,
my goodness, the most ridiculous thing I've ever purchased. You know, I really can't think of anything.
any splurges, like anything you maybe had, like, regret buying or any just...
Well, I think the biggest problem I ever had is I went on an ice cream binge for a while.
That's normal.
I can relate.
Ice cream like it was going out of style.
Yeah, you got to get it before it goes away. What's your favorite flavor? What were you buying the most?
Oh, well, I was doing chocolate marshmallow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great.
I don't even know if they make that anymore.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure. Yeah, there's everything.
Now, would you get a big tub of it, like a half gallon?
Yeah. And I sit in front of the TV and munch away.
Yeah, just right out of the container.
Nobody needs to know, right?
Yeah.
It was fun while it lasted. But when I started gaining weight, I thought, oh.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just only eat half, not the whole thing this time.
Well, I can't ever go halfway.
Yeah.
You know, all you'd have to do is buy bigger clothes and everything would be just fine.
That's true. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah. Alyssa also wants to know, what was cool when you were younger but isn't cool now?
Oh, golly, I'm not even sure. You know, it's been 84 years. I don't even remember what was cool when I was young.
Yeah.
Well, maybe one thing was a clothing, you know, when I was in high school, there was a fad going on where we used to wear blue jeans and our dad's white shirts.
Oh, really?
Right. And that was the big deal, you know, to get your dad's broadcloth shirts and brown and white saddle shoes and jeans.
Oh, cute. So oversized. That's
kind of
back.
A timeless
yeah,
look.
Yeah, we
you
wanted
know?
The oversized men's shirts, you know, so we practically were, you know, like pants on us.
Yes. Did you tuck it into the jeans or did you tie it in a knot?
No, we had them hanging down.
Just hanging down.
Oh,
I think we need to bring that back.
I think it's pandemic life. I actually don't think it ever went out. I think that's
pretty classic. Well, I know some people still use it and do that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty classic with the saddle shoes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That was
a big deal.
That?
Yeah. Plus, you can eat a bunch of ice cream and nobody knows.
Unfortunately, it wasn't at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Right.
There's another one from Alyssa. This is kind of a fun one. She says, Liz, what's your cure for hiccups?
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
the cure that usually worked for me was drinking water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kenny has one, Liz.
Yes, he does.
It works every time, too, but it's kind of voodoo, but it works. Anytime somebody around you has the hiccups, ask them what their middle name is. And as soon as they tell you their middle name, you say, your hiccups are gone, and they'll be gone. Just
you're
like
kidding.
It's voodoo, I know, but it works every single time.
It does.
Except for one gal out in Colorado who hates me and doesn't think it works. But, other than her, it works on everybody.
It really has worked for me.
Yeah.
I'll say to somebody, ask me what my middle name is. Ask me my full name.
And it goes away.
Yeah.
Ooh, try it on your bestie, Liz.
I'll have to try that next time I get my hiccups.
Yeah. It's worked for me too. I've done it with various people, my father-in-law included, and he's hard to trick, and it really did work. So
well,
it's
that's
a good one.
An interesting idea. Well, I'll have to try that the next time I get there. Okay.
Yeah. One of Kenny's best ideas. Well, Liz, thank you for joining us this week. Always a pleasure.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with all of you. Thank you for having
me. Bye, sweetheart. Have
bye.
A good week. We'll see you next Tuesday.
We love you.
We love you, Liz.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 7:55. Don't forget, the show never stops on social media. Lex in the Cities for the latest crafting and Zen goodness, baking goodness with Dawn. And on mine, you can see my new trainer that, well...
Just say that. Yeah.
It just speaks for it. He speaks for himself.
In the stories.
That's, in the stories. We'll be back.